the hell?
Oh, it's hurting my eyes.
Everything all right here?
Yeah, we're fine.
How about you, miss? Everything all right? No one, forcing you to do anything against your will?
No, officer. No one's forcing me to do anything I don't want to do.
Well, all right, then. We have to ask. You understand?
I understand.
Hey, she's the one forcing me.
Well, you have a nice evening now. Stay warm.
He likes me. You better be nice or I'll have him book you.
Along with charge.
Being a hard ass.
Aren't you gonna do up the window? It's cold in here.
I think it's hot.
Evolution is the cornerstone of modern biology. Species can be arranged on an evolutionary ladder from bacteria and lower animals to higher animals and finally up to man. But it's not really that simple, because nature is full of mistakes.
Any class that in the morning is a huge mistake.
And what if today's mistake is tomorrow's new dominant species? Just because humans are at the top of the ladder today does not mean that we can't just be pushed aside by a superior species, yes? Question.
If a higher species is threatened with extinction, are they doomed, or can they survive by adapting?
If mankind was threatened by a reduced gene pool, less genes, less reproductive diversity, what adaptive measures could we take to ensure our survival?
we could mate a lot more.
In evolutionary terms, quantity is no substitute for quality. Ladies and gentlemen, our time is up. We have exams next week, as all of you know. But don't despair. I have prevailed upon one of my most brilliant grad students, Luke Callahan, to leave the lab temporarily and make himself available 24/7 for the rest of this week to help any of you out that needs it.
24/7 is a figure of speech. You call me after midnight, you're gonna need some serious adaptive survival strategies.
I have never seen him before. He is way too gorgeous to be a grad student.
And he's too old for you, Steph.
Old isn't necessarily a bad thing.
Thanks. So why didn't you talk to him?
Because I didn't come to college to flirt with cute TAs. I came to prepare myself for life's challenges.
Wasn't that life's biggest challenge? I mean, me finding your ideal mate? That one person that you're destined for?
You're the one who needs a cute TA. Female, of course.
No, there's no such thing. But I wouldn't mind a lonely, well-endowed faculty wife.
No, never work.
You're not an older woman kind of guy, Sam.
And how would you know?
You need someone our age, and...
Sexy?
I was gonna say smart, and...
Uninhibited.
No, thoughtful, sensitive.
Boom!
She wants to jump your bones, Sam. What are you waiting for?
You don't get it. Steph and I are just friends, okay?
No such thing. A guy and a girl can never just be friends.
Sure they can. Steph and I have been best buds since middle school.
It is theoretically possible to hang out with a chick and not want to bang her.
There was nothing more important than sex. That's the whole point of college.
Getting laid?
Think about it. College is the only time in our lives where we will have such a large pool of available babes. Out in the real world, our choices will be limited, but here, the odds are in our favor.
The odds? You guys make it sound like it's some sort of competition.
It's not a bad idea.
Just grow up, Nick.
Sam, think about it. What do you guys think?
Now that your visions have come back, how does that make you feel, Luke?
Terrified. I'm really scared. I thought this was over. I thought I put it all behind me.
That's common after severe trauma. Can you tell me about them? Your visions?
Yeah, they're, beautiful alien females from another planet with no belly buttons.
Go on.
They were trying to reproduce. They implant alien life forms. Spores, maybe. Inside human males to incubate them. Their gene pool is shrinking and they need new mates. Homo sapiens, but during the reproductive act, their body temperatures drop below freezing. And their partners freeze to death.
And these visions, you still believe they could be true?
No, these women were a cult. You know, real sickos, killing the guys they had sex with.
Were they aliens also?
No, of course not, no.
What about the blonde you saw today, or thought you saw?
Constance, Connie, she was one of them. From the murders of St. John's College. She was blonde, very pretty. I remember I was with my friend Alex, just before the holidays.
Oh, God.
And, she turned into one of them.
And then what happened?
And then I woke up in the hospital. And they brought in the shrink.
Why is this happening to me? Why can't I just get on with my life?
I'm afraid your visions are part of a much deeper malaise, Luke. Look. I'm gonna give you something to help you relax. Okay? Now. These will help stop the visions.
Thank you. Dr. Greisner.
A competition? You're kidding.
No, no kidding. This is real.
We have very strict criteria. And check this out. There's a handicapping system. Every girl on campus gets a ranking.
Mega bonus points if you score with a dime. A perfect 10.
Look, I hate to tell you guys this, but, women might just find this offensive. I mean, being categorized and handicapped.
They won't know if we don't tell them.
If you guys think that I'm gonna participate in this juvenile...
Whoa, wait, you got to. There's only two exceptions. One is if you're gay.
It's way too easy to score if you're gay.
Or have a steady girlfriend?
Then you got no choice, hombre.
This is exam week, when everyone goes home. But most people are sticking around for the party first.
The mother of all parties.
More hotties in one place than anyone has ever seen.
Last chance to rack up points.
And may the best man win.
Hey,
Is there a problem, officer?
This is a 25-mile-an-hour zone. You were going over 40.
Oh, my. That is fast, isn't it?
I'm afraid I'm gonna have to, write you up a citation.
Oh, officer, do you have to?
Can I have your license, please? This will just take a moment. Miss, you can't do that. Civilians aren't allowed in.
Officer, I am a new transfer at the college, and I just can't afford a ticket right now.
You can go to traffic school.
Truth is, I just don't want it on my record. There must be some other way we can settle this.
I'm afraid that I'm...
Run down the battery.
My baby's never let me down before.
Yeah, well, Nick, do I really need to stress that how important it is we get your baby going here? I mean, this party we're going to has a higher ratio of girls to guys than any other place in town. This is like...
Hey, you okay? Frozen stiff.
That'll happen here.
Ooh, wait, not gonna.
Oh, boys, 9 o'clock. See the way she smiled at me?
Smiling at me.
Children, please. She was obviously checking this out.
And dream on, Henry.
She was.
Right. Phone numbers are a waste of time. If she won't get with you tonight, cut your losses, move on.
What are you doing?
Collecting data for my sociology class. How long it takes after a girl walks in here before a guy buys her a drink.
Can I get you a drink? That took me 17 seconds.
That's sweet, but you don't really want to buy me a drink. You want to have sex. Well, I'd probably say yes, but... I don't think my girlfriend would approve.
Places like this?
There's a problem?
Well, it's a meat market. I mean, everyone's a commodity, and it's all about scoring. There's no room left for just being a person.
You really think so?
Yes.
Then, why are you staring at my nipples? Guys are all the same. Talk about feelings and all you want to do is copy feel.
No, that's not true. I'm not like that.
Take a good look, because it's the closest you're ever gonna get. That's not my name.
I'm sorry. You look just like someone I used to know. I thought...
You're my biology TA, right? Luke Callahan? I'm Stephanie Baxter.
I'm really sorry. Did I scare you?
No, no. Well, yeah, maybe a little. I was just heading back to the dorm. Would you walk me there?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, yeah. Sure.
Okay. So, this woman I reminded you of, Constance. Is she a good friend?
She was a friend of my old roommate. He liked her a lot, but,
But what?
She did things to him.
What do you mean?
Well?
Mine got overly excited. Then his vital function ceased.
Mine was the police officer, and I thought he was in decent shape.
I'm afraid that I'm...
But he didn't survive the temperature drop. What about the bodies? Did you dispose of them? We can't have any distractions from the police. We gotta hide those bodies. Look, Luke Callahan is the only one that survived. I'm watching him.
What is different about him?
Yeah, he seems really sensitive. Well, that's why he survived. Because their body temperatures need to drop slowly.
And sensitive guys.
He was in love. So there's more romance, more foreplay. There's a cold snap coming. Make sure you do it outside. And draw it out. We have to keep them alive as long as possible.
How do we do that?
These human males seem so eager.
Just use your imagination.
Keep it down, would you?
Oh, I couldn't keep it down. You should have seen her. She was amazing. And she had a friend. You getting all this, Henry?
I'm gonna need a date, time, place, some form of corroboration.
Corroboration?
Every score needs to be documented. You need hard evidence or a photo. Or an eyewitness account.
That's a lot of crap.
No, Nick, it isn't. And I've come up with the perfect way to document scores. Cell phone. Most shoot video. Put my PC on speed dial and voila. Instant evidence.
Hi, Mom.
You want to be my hat trick tonight, Peter?
Oh, yeah, sure. Here.
Get up! Go to bed!
You're gonna spill Henry's beer.
Thank you.
Are those good? Can I try one?
Oh, wow.
Not too fast now. Nice and slow. That's how I like it.
It's really cold. Not your breath, just outside.
Let's do it here in snow.
It's a record low tonight.
Let's make some heat.
God, this is just like my fantasy. Holy cold.
Yeah.
Something I really, really should tell you. I'm a...
Not now.
I'm a... Virgin! Sorry, I gotta go.
Hey! Professor Buckton?
Yes, I am. What can I do for you?
I'm Dr. Constance Snowden. I've been assigned to Student Health Services this term. You supervise a grad student named Luke Callahan, right?
Yes. He's one of the best students I've had in a long time.
Does he ever behave unusually?
Well, he's very dedicated, which is unusual these days, even for a grad student. He's very interested in anatomy, particularly unorthodox evolutionary variations.
Well, I came here to tell you that Luke Callahan experienced a psychotic episode a few years ago.
Really?
It's probably nothing for you to be concerned about, but I'd appreciate you letting me know if ever he behaves abnormally.
Abnormally? How exactly would you define that, Dr. Snowden?
Paranoid delusions. Usually having to do with aliens from outer space, that sort of thing.
Luke has always seemed very well balanced to me. He's intense, but he's very sensible.
He's very good at compensating for his problems. I'd appreciate if you kept this conversation just between you and I.
All right.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Hey, what's this I hear about a secret contest?
Contest? Like what contest?
Oh, I guess it's probably just a rumor. Yeah. Oh, hey, what's that? Oh, sweet. This is like handicapping horses on the racing form, right?
No, horse race is like 2 minutes. This is like a 5-day type of thing.
You have got to let me play, please.
I'll buy you all a case of brewskis. I'll buy you all Mexican. Come on. Sam, tell him. Tell him my word is gold.
Forget it, Steiner.
Sam, we went to middle school together.
Okay. If Arnold says he's buying brewskis or if he's buying Mexican, he's good for him.
All right, how about brewskis and Mexican,
Done.
Times three.
All right, times three.
Phenomenal.
All right, just don't go shooting your mouth off about this. If the girls find out, we're toast.
I won't tell a soul. You got Arnie's word on that, bro.
Evan, you next.
Let him through.
What's up, Evan? This is just to cover overhead administrative cost.
See, none of these chicks do it for me, man. I like mine with, you know, black leather. Chains, studs, dog collars.
Yeah, good luck finding her.
Don't need to. She's gonna find me. See, I was doing some Googling. Turns out, females are attracted by smells. Oh. They're drawn to males with strong, olfactory pheromone attractors.
Olfactory pheromone, what?
Check this out. Bar off the internet. Synthetic bull musk, 95% pure. Thank you, North Korea. Oh, that's it. Right, this.
Stop.
All right, watch this. I see you're reading Shakespeare. I love Shakespeare. He understands the heart. So which play are you reading?
Titus Andronicus.
Oh, yeah. Titus Andronicus, touch me. What's that about again?
A Roman general whose daughter has two guys in love with her.
Ah, so you're romantic too. Which one does she choose?
Neither. They rape her and torture her, but Daddy finds out and whacks them and chops them into little pieces and cooks them into a pie and serves them to their mother for dinner.
Dinner? I bet you want to grab a burger.
I'm a non-lactose vegan. I'd rather die than do it with a meat eater. And you stink. It must be the burgers.
You like that? Huh? Want some more of that? How about this?
Excuse me. Do you know anything about cars?
Cars? Yeah.
Yeah. Mine won't start. I think I flooded it.
Oh.
So will you come and check it out for me? Please?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, hey. Well, can you wait 1 second? Just 1 second. I gotta grab something real quick. Just 1 second. I'll just be 1 second. Yeah, Stan will be back, baby. Yeah. Hey, give me your cell phone. I left mine at the door.
No, but she's not your type. I mean, she's got no black leather. She's got no studs.
Oh, dude, I think she'll be just fine. Give me your cell phone.
Yeah. I can swear I've seen her before.
Oh, yeah?
Right.
Ooh. Hey, baby, Stein is back. Let's do this. Yeah. Jesus. Stein is not hurt, baby. No, that didn't hurt.
Looks like Arnold got lucky.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Why'd you give me your cell phone?
He needed to call his parents back, so...
Yeah, you are a really bad liar. What are you guys up to?
Look, I gotta get back to my dorm room, because I got a killer exam tomorrow. So I'll talk to you later.
This is so sweet of you. I'm Jasmine, by the way.
Steiner. Arnold Steiner. You, live around here?
Well, I just moved here. Actually, I just transferred from my junior college.
Oh, yeah? You have a major?
Well, of course I do. Party till you drop. My car is just over there, through the park. We just have to cut through there.
I'll follow you.
Actually, I lied. I don't even have a car. I just like the way you look.
You like the way I look?
So fast now. Slow. Easy.
Slow and easy?
Mm-hmm. Now, take off your jacket. I want to see what you look like. What are you doing?
Just turning my cell phone off. Didn't want us to be interrupted. Yeah. Alright. Now, where were we? Oh.
Someone needs a little discipline. Time to punish you.
How did you do that?
What? Don't you like what you see?
No, I like it. Aren't you cold?
A little. But it excites me.
Oh. Oh. Kind of cold.
Yeah, well, you've been a bad boy, Arnold, and you're just gonna have to stay out here in the cold and freeze.
Oh.
What? No, no.
Hang on, buddy, I'm coming.
Oh, good. You're still alive.
Honey, where are you, buddy? Arnold!
So good.
You're gonna be okay. Alright?
No. Not okay.
I'm gonna get you to a doctor. Can you walk?
I don't think so.
head. Yes. Funny.
Where's my cell phone?
I'm in a bad boy, Sam.
Okay, forget the cell phone.
I've been a bad boy, Sam.
I'm gonna get some meals, all right? I'll be back. I promise you. Yes, this is a medical emergency.
What is your location, sir?
In the park on campus.
Please calm down, sir. What is the nature of your emergency?
Look, something's happened to my friend!
Is he conscious, sir? Are you there, sir?
Thanks.
Hey! Hey! Look, something's happened to my friend. I need to get into a hospital.
Where?
Come on. Come. He's here!
Dialing 911 for no reason is a serious offense.
What? It wasn't for no reason. Look, something happened to Arnold.
But what do you think happened to him?
I don't know.
Well, it's pretty obvious. He took off.
No, but he wouldn't have left without my cell phone.
I'm gonna let you off with a warning.
But
if I see you back here, you're gonna get charged. Understand?
Yes, sir.
How does a major dweeb like Arnold get with a total hottie like that?
Love is a mystery, my friend.
That's not just love. Yeah, that's much better. Yeah, that's full-on lust.
Must have been the spray.
Oh, what spray?
Looks like Arnold's pretty cold.
Looks like temperature's dropping fast.
Now, what the hell is that?
It looks like some kind of snake.
But that doesn't make any sense.
That's what it looks like.
Now, the temperature drop, could it have caused this?
I mean, maybe. I mean, these things aren't made to survive sub-zero temperatures outside, so...
Let's see that again.
But it excites me.
Arnold had a thing for chicks in black leather and studs. I mean, what's the chances of finding your dream squeeze?
Astronomical. Really astronomical.
Hey, Arnold. It's me, Sam. Yeah, just give me a call when you get in. Hi, bro.
Nick's gonna win this thing if you don't get in the game.
What are you talking about?
My money's on you. You just gotta get your first one to break the ice.
Well, do you have any suggestions?
Stephanie! She's got the hots for you, man.
No, she doesn't.
Dude, open your eyes.
We're just friends.
You're the only one who says that. She never does. Why is that?
Just a few hours, maybe a little more.
You want to take a break. Stretch the limbs a little bit, go get something to eat. Maybe find a little companionship. You know, we study the origin of life, but we also have to live it.
Yeah. I should really finish this.
What is this?
Oh, yeah, a few sketches that I was working on.
What on earth is this?
It's something that's not from Earth. It's the female of an alien species.
And these are?
The sexual organs. They're kept inside till the beginning of the reproductive act.
You know, there's a tremendous amount of detail here. I'm curious what inspired you to create something like this.
I saw her. No. I didn't create it. I saw her.
Are you serious?
No. No. Of course not.
Go have some fun. That's what guys your age are supposed to do.
Yeah. I'm fine. It's really
wonderful musculature. Can I take a couple of these?
Yeah. Sure.
Not sure.
Why does it hurt?
I...
If it hurts, I could rub something. But not in the air. They hate it when you talk in the library.
I know a place we can go where we can make as much noise as we want.
Pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Now, what were you going to rub exactly?
Where does it ache? I wonder what you're thinking about.
How do you know?
Like my outfit? Want me to play teacher?
Uh-huh. You're gonna freeze like that.
Nah, I'm still warm from the workout. Hey, you know who I saw the other night? Luke, the biology TA.
The one whose children you want to bear.
Yeah, that's right. But it was weird, though. He thought I was someone else. And then he told me this bizarre story.
Yeah, I'm sure he has the hots for you.
About some girls at his undergrad college who murdered guys after having sex with them.
Oh, that's bizarre.
But the really bizarre part was he had a vision that they were from another planet where it was real cold. So they were allergic to heat. And, I swear to God, I think he believed it. But you want to hear something really crazy?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of changing the color of my hair. Would you like me as a blonde?
I'm putting my phone on vibrate.
Oh.
Don't freeze.
Joe,
hey, are you okay?
No.
Hey! At least give me your phone number.
Do you want me?
Oh, like I could ever say no. I need to see Dr. Geisner.
Let me check and see if she's on call. Sorry, she's not available tonight.
Uh-oh.
She's here tomorrow. I can give you a voicemail if you care to leave a message.
I've already left three.
What's he doing here?
He needs to see his doctor. He's been having some problems sleeping.
You have no idea where she is?
No, sir.
Can I?
No, he's dangerous.
Why?
Because he knows about us. And nobody believes him, and we have to keep it that way.
Pity.
Tell her that Luke Callahan came by. Tell her, tell her the medication isn't working. I never told you this before, but I have this thing for girls in schoolgirl uniforms.
Isn't that illegal?
It's just a fantasy.
It's pretty common, really. Early childhood development thing.
Anyway, like what happened with Arnold, this chick turned into my fantasy.
How'd you do that?
I told you, it happened kind of fast. The propane heater came on, and she freaked. It was like she was allergic to heat. What'd you say? I tried calling your cell, but you didn't pick up.
So tell me what Luke said, the whole thing.
This is crazy. Do you know how crazy this is?
Arnold disappeared into thin air, okay? That's crazy.
He's probably really embarrassed. The girl he was with ran off on him.
Yeah, but I called his parents. They said that they haven't even heard from him. It's just not like him.
Luke's not here. Let's go. What are you doing? Sam, what are you doing?
I just want to take a look.
Okay, this really is crazy. Seemed like such a sweet guy, too. So normal.
You'd never guess, hey? It's way too hot in here.
That looks like an old-fashioned TV sci-fi monster.
Dr. Snowden, I didn't hear you come in.
You looked engrossed. I didn't want to disturb you.
No, you're not disturbing me.
I saw that your light was on, and I was wondering if you, That looks a lot like me.
Yes.
Did you get that from...
Luke Callahan. He told me that he actually saw one of these. I think he's under a lot of stress.
Well, speaking of stress relief, is it true, Professor Buckton, that there's always something to drink in these old faculty offices?
I'm sure I could dig up some rare old cognac to share with a colleague.
That'd be nice.
Does look a lot like you. Very detailed work. It's a complete delusion, of course, but skeletal detail is very plausible. Anatomically, I find it quite interesting.
And Professor, do you find my anatomy quite interesting?
Summers of the homeless. And on campus this morning, Arnold Steiner, a psychology major, was reported missing after he failed to meet his friend for a midnight snack. His shoes, shirt, and socks were all found frozen solid in a park near the library. Campus police consider it highly unlikely that anyone would have taken off their clothes in this 10 below weather and are treating Steiner's disappearance as an unusual end-of-term prank. Apparently, Steiner is well known to campus police. And now, let's check with Diana and find out if this deep freeze will ever let up.
Well, Roger, if you're thinking of going outside today, don't. With today's wind chill factor, exposed skin can freeze
They're
in
back.
3 minutes, and frostbite is always a possibility. So if you must go outside, keep covered up.
Your last appointment.
Did I?
I need to know why.
Because of this. Each one of these is a missing student. Except for these, which are unexplained deaths by freezing. Don't you see? They're back.
When did you stop taking your meds?
They seem to be congregating around the hospital.
Luke, you have to take your meds.
The meds are just distracting me.
They were helping you to think clearly. I'm here to help you. But I can't help you get through this unless you open up to me. Unless you trust me.
What do you want me to do?
to help control the hallucinations. I'm very concerned about
it. No, you're not. You never have been. You're...
Now you think I'm one of them. I am not one of them. They're only in your imagination. They don't exist.
But I saw them.
Listen to me. I want you to take one of these 3 times a day. You hear me? 3 times a day.
I saw them. I know they're real.
Luke, promise me.
Callahan, I need to talk to you.
If this is about the exam, come by my office this afternoon.
It's not about the exam. It's about the blonde aliens.
The decoys?
Is that what they're called?
Who are you? What do you know about it?
Whoa!
This is some kind of prank! I swear to you!
I think they killed one of my good friends.
I'm sorry, but that's good. That's good. That means they're slipping up. That means we might actually have a chance this time.
I read the articles about what happened at St. John's, but I mean, what do these alien females really want?
They want us. They're real smart. You think that you know who they are, but you don't. You never even suspect. They've been here for a long time. They're your best friend, you know? Your girlfriend. To letting your guard down. And then...
What is it?
They're only in your head. They don't exist, huh?
Guard! Help!
Luke!
He's crazy!
Luke!
He's dangerous! Keep him away!
Luke!
Calm down!
Hey, I saw you burn!
Don't let that on me!
How many of you are there?
I don't know what you're talking about!
Your species, I can't stand the heat! Am I right?
The coffee! Stop. Get that out of his hand!
Calm down!
Get him out of here!
She's no doctor!
You okay, Dr. Snowden?
I am. Thank you, officer.
Let me go!
You know what?
Please!
You're a nut job, and you're going down to county lockdown, okay?
Is that really necessary?
I'm afraid so, Doctor. I have to call in campus police.
Look, Luke Callahan is a patient of mine. He suffers from paranoid hallucinations. What he needs right now is rest and medication. Now, I'll gladly take full responsibility, unless, of course, Dr. Snowden would like to press charges.
No, that's quite all right, Dr. Geisner. Just review his medication protocol.
I'm afraid you're not leaving me a lot of choice, Luke.
She's not a doctor. Y'all think she's a doctor, but she's not.
Look, if you jack up and roll up your sleeve.
Look, you have to believe me. Well, ask him. You know what I'm talking about. They took one of his friends. Look, no. Please, I don't want any more medication.
Luke, you need to trust me. Your jacket.
They're smarter this time. You know? They're hiding the bodies. No body, no crime, right?
You need to rest.
Rest? No, we need to stop them. We gotta find the bodies. Then people are gonna know. Well, then.
Calm down.
Don't trust anyone, man. It's the one thing you trust me.
already computers going on locations, so we can update the leaderboard in real time. So, Sam, this TA of yours really thinks alien chicks freezing guys they have sex with?
That's only part of it.
That's why they're sticking them in the funny farm.
You know, if women are aliens, that would explain a lot of things.
You know, the party doesn't start for another 20 minutes.
It's never too early to rack up a quick point. Gotta protect my lead.
Maybe you won't be in the lead after tonight, man.
Big words, bro. But this game isn't about words, it's about numbers. Adios.
Now, if you had a bunch of frozen guys you didn't want anyone to find, why would you stash them?
You ought to at least tell me you've been quite the troublemaker. Look, this is for your own good.
You have to let me out of here. Please.
If I do, Dr. Snowden will press charges for assault.
She isn't a doctor.
Look, I need some cooperation here.
You don't believe a word that I say. Why should I cooperate with you? Why?
Have it your way.
What are you doing here?
Look, I'm sorry I didn't believe you. I mean, there are blonde aliens on campus. And I need your help.
Gotta play catch up tonight.
Good luck.
You okay?
Yeah. This is all the mess that gave me in the psych ward. I'm fine. Oh, hey, look. If you look them in the eyes, they can read your mind. They know what you're thinking.
That's not possible.
No. They can hypnotize you. So never look them in the eyes.
Okay, I won't.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's go. This is the most important thing. Decoys don't have belly buttons.
What? What do you mean they don't have belly buttons?
It's the only sure way to tell them apart from real women.
No belly buttons. Okay, I got it.
Hey there. That's the biggest screen I've ever seen on a laptop. Is it true what they say about guys with big screens?
What do they say?
They say guys with big screens have big keyboards. Way too hot in here.
You like the cold?
I love it. Do you want
Now you're gonna turn into my fantasy and freeze me to death. No! No!
Hey! You're a freak!
So, baby, you nice and drunk?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. We still better be able to perform.
My dear, I will be the Hillary to your Everest.
Sounds good.
Under the weight of an unending summer, static is charging and threatens like thunder. 10,000 tongues that are licking like fire. Like a match and carefully wired. Rev it up, go. Rev it up, go.
It's always the ones closest to you. Check the belly button.
I, you did something to your hair.
Yeah. You like it?
Yeah, I like it. What'd you do to it?
I colored it, silly. I got tired of mouse brown. You really like it?
Yeah, I like it.
You want to dance?
Flashing like neon on a newly cut tattoo. Rev it up, go.
Got in the spare. Know something? I have always wanted to dance with you, but I thought you didn't like me. It is way too hot in here. Come on, I need to cool off.
That's better. It was way too stuffy in there, don't you think? Would you dance with me?
She gone?
Who?
What are you talking about? Come here! This hamster just left with Stephanie. I think he's about to score.
Yeah, right. There goes Nick.
Oh my god, Nick's hooking it with another chick? This guy is amazing.
I wanted to do that for the longest time. Only if you show me something first. What are you looking for? These?
No. I want to see your stomach. You've got one.
Got what?
A belly button. We thought you were one of them.
One of who? Who?
An alien. A decoy, I mean.
They don't have belly buttons.
What? I thought you wanted me, but you're sick.
Steph, wait.
Let me go!
Steph!
Sam! You gotta come see this! Now! She's doing it to Nick!
You are so...
No, Steph!
Disgusting! All of you!
Steph, no! She's turned into some monster with tentacles and stuff!
That's her. The girl who went with Arnold today disappeared.
Oh, my God.
So they're real?
Damn, the temperature's dropping. We have to find them before she...
Yeah, come on.
Go.
Probably to the hospital.
We should call the cops.
Right, real smart, Peter. First they arrest us, then they throw us in padded cells.
No, we gotta hunt them down ourselves and then destroy them.
No, that's a little extreme.
No, what she was doing to Nick, that was extreme.
Yeah.
Nick, you all right?
Stephanie, you do something to your hair?
Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, he loves it. Nick, listen to me. Are you okay?
Not bad.
Dude, what she did to you, that was sick. What'd it feel like?
Not too bad, actually. It's kind of enjoyable.
Look, we've got to get all of them. The problem is they look exactly like girls. Hot girls, and it's going to be really hard to tell the difference.
It's gonna be hard for you, because you're guys.
What's that supposed to mean?
It means that you don't think with your brains, you think with your hormones. I won't be so easily fooled. Come on.
They must know the other one's in trouble. They'll go after her.
To the hospital?
Yeah.
You're vulnerable to heat. Yeah, we need something that puts out industrial strength heat.
Okay, we're gonna need a bunch of empty beer bottles.
Check.
How fast do you think you can get your hands on a few cans of hairspray?
Are you kidding? This is a co-ed dorm. How many do you need?
A few dozen.
Not a problem. This place is enormous. If they're hiding, we won't find them for days.
I have a good idea where they are. There's one place in there no one ever goes. The old morgue. Let's go.
Okay.
Where's the morgue?
Don't look at me. I've never been down here before.
I think we should split up.
And remember not to look him in the eyes.
Okay.
And don't forget what happened to Arnold. Hey, good luck.
You too.
Hey.
Yeah?
I want you to know if something happens that...
Yeah, me too.
Guys?
Yeah?
Come on.
Sorry.
What are you doing?
Okay.
This place gives me the creeps.
They're close. I can feel it.
Cool. That was really cool.
Yeah, thanks.
Come on.
It's just a closet.
I'm not like the others. I like being human. I want to stay this way. Don't you like me like this? Or do you prefer me like this? You don't have to tell your friends. We can make it a quickie.
Yo, Angie. Think you're hot?
We should split up.
What?
You guys go that way. I'm gonna go this way. Be careful.
Why? This is a terrible idea.
What?
Why does he want to split up?
It's okay, we'll be fine.
Steph. The morgue.
Okay. Be careful, okay?
They're not here. Let's get out of here.
No. No one will look around.
Sam, there's a body on this gurney. I thought they didn't use this place anymore.
Come on, baby. Let me out. I will do whatever you want. And I can be whoever you want me to be.
Not this time. Remember Arnold? Well, this is for him!
Luke?
Dr. Constance, I presume? I've been looking for you.
Oh my God, they're real.
Oh shit!
You killed one of my clones. You survived mating once. Let's try it again. Give it the old college try.
You okay?
Oh, are we upset?
Constance!
Thank you.
the top spot. This is a real relationship. Bonus points for sex with meaning.
Oh, sorry, dude. It still doesn't count.
Unless we get to see it on video.
You guys are so immature.
Actually, their behavior is quite typical for the average college male.
Professor Buck did.
Oh. I'll get the light.
Oh my God.
He's still alive. But his pulse is weak. Here, help me get him out of here. Come on, help me.
It's happening again. They're giving birth to a new species.